Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, and review books in this unique romance subgenre and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you writing advice from experienced Christian romance writers. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome, everyone, to our final episode of 2024. This is our wrap-up episode, so if you have listened in the past, then you know we go through our favorites from the year. And we hope that you enjoy this. Just wanted to remind you that the tickets for the book club extravaganza events in February are now on sale. We have 3 in-person events and 1 online event, and I hope that you can join us. And starting back in January, towards the mid to late January, we will be back with our kickoff episode for 2025. So you'll find out which books and authors will be on our show in the next year. Also, the pre-orders for my novel Unwavering Faith are still open and getting really close to release date on February 1st, so hope you can hop in there and get your copy today. All right, that's it for announcements, and we hope you have an amazing new year, and we'll catch you back here at the end of January. All right, this is so exciting because this is our 2024 wrap-up show where we get to share our favorites from our reading during 2024. Now, not all of us read every book on the list this year. We kind of took turns on some of those. So you're going to just share based on the ones that you read, okay? I'm going to quickly just remind everybody of the series that we've read this year. So we started back in January with Boulder Creek Romance by Robin Lee Hatcher. In February, we did the Carton series, which I know I'm not saying that town name right, but Carton series by Tamara Alexander. In March, we had Dive Team Investigations by Lynn H. Blackburn. April, we had Daughtry House by Beth White. In May, we had The Town of Savage Wells by Sarah M. Eden. In July, we had Sunrise at Normandy by Sarah Sundin. In August, we had The Heart of San Francisco series by Julie Lessman. In September, we had The Triumph Over Adversity series by Lynn Shannon. In October, we had The Wyoming... No, I'm sorry. Cut that out.
Yeah, we didn't do October.
We did not do October. That one did not work out. And then you guys have just been listening to us this past month share some various Christmas novellas by the authors we read throughout the year. So, ladies, this is the fun part. What were your top 3 series from 2024?
Okay, being that I didn't read all of them, the only 2 series I can really tell you is from August, The Heart of San Francisco. That was actually my pick,
mm-hmm.
and I absolutely loved those books. And The Triumph Over Adversity by Lynn Shannon.
Yep.
Was really good. So, and then for Jamie, it was Dive Team Investigations, right? Is that yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Triumph Over Adversity and Savage Wells.
Oh, okay. Mom, I know you didn't get to read them all either. Did you have any that were your favorite series?
Yeah, The Heart of San Francisco. And Sunrise at Normandy.
Mm.
I read both of those. And I did read the Canton series, but
You mean the Carnton?
Carnton series.
I'm not sure how that's said.
Yeah. I haven't read the third book.
I did too. I read the Christmas at Carnton and the With This Pledge, and they're both really good. But I didn't get to that third one. But those are 2 really good books there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, wait a minute. What? Oh, the third one's not.
I'm sorry. The third one wasn't out when we did that one.
Okay. So, and that's why I haven't read it there. I did read those two, though. Yes. Colors of mm-hmm. Truth. And
yeah,
I haven't read Christmas at Carnton.
That's the novella. Carnton.
Yeah, I haven't read it. But that was good. And I also have read Wyoming Sunrise. Those were good, too. Mm-hmm. I know we didn't get to do them, but.
Yeah.
I had, for my number one was the Savage Wells series, of course, because I loved that one. I had The Sunrise at Normandy as my second, and then the Carnton series.
I'm not sure.
I had that one as my third.
I still want to go visit.
I do, too. I think we should do that.
Yes.
Now it's down in Alabama, which is close to that area. Oh. Like, she's only like an hour away right now for a little trip. So, hi, Nat.
Hey, Nat. Hope you're having fun. Okay. This is really hard for me. I read them all. So here's, I don't know. This is, can I have more than three?
Just name you. What are you going to say? The whole list?
Oh, pretty much.
You did a great job picking out books. I feel like I read them all this year. I just couldn't be at a couple of the podcasts. Mm-hmm. So you did a great job picking even the scary ones.
Yeah. I would have to say, man, I am obsessed with the Triumph Over Adversity series.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm becoming obsessed with Lynn's writing completely, you know, totally. She's just excellent, excellent writer. Of course, The Heart of San Francisco, because I like romance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like it. I like it steamy but clean. And that's what Julie does. So I absolutely love that series. But I'm having a hard time then. I'm stuck between the Dive Team Investigations and by Lynn Blackburn and the Carnton series. The Carnton series, the history in it is what I fell in love with.
Yeah.
It's rich, true history. That's what makes me go, we got to go visit that place. Like, I want to see this place. So I guess those would be mine. Of course, I guess I went to four.
Yeah, that's fine. It's your podcast.
out of the series, were there like three books that were your favorite? You know, because sometimes in a series, it might be like, I enjoyed the series, but this one was really my favorite. Do you have any that were like your top three books?
Wow.
it's hard.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I had Healing Hearts as my favorite out of everything. It was out of my favorite series.
But I think that was your favorite the first time we did that series.
Yeah, I just really like that series.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was it?
The Town of Savage Wells. It's the second one, Healing Hearts. They had a nurse and a doctor in that one, I think. I just really like that one.
It's hard for me to pick a favorite book.
What's Jamie got?
Jamie has Into Deep, Tactical Force, and Wyoming Wild.
Oh, I had Wyoming Wild as my third pick, too.
She liked the wrap-up of the Savage Wells series, then.
I really liked all three in The Heart of San Francisco, the first three.
Mm-hmm.
Those were all really good.
The novella is really good, too.
Yes, I did read the novella. It is good, too.
Yeah, that's what makes it so hard.
I did like The Christmas at Carnton, too. That one was really good.
Mm-hmm. I love Surprised by Love.
Mm-hmm.
And Grace Like Rain, and then every single one of the Triumph Over Adversity books. I could not pick a favorite out of that, but then I would say With This Pledge, which is part of the Carnton series, was my favorite. Again, it was just the historical piece of it. Absolutely loved it. All right. Do you have, like, top three heroines that stood out to you?
Jamie has Sabrina in Into Deep, Paisley from Savage Wells, and Leah Jones, Sunrise.
I had the top two I listed.
What do you got?
But my last one was Miriam of the Savage series.
Mm-hmm.
But my other two matched hers.
They matched hers. Okay.
Even though I wasn't, you know, as into the scary ones, that character was a good character.
Yeah. I would agree. Here's the bad part. I can't remember the lady's name from With This Pledge. I can't remember our heroine's name in that, but she is probably my all-time favorite of this year. Just because... one, she's based on a real person.
Yeah.
And the courage and the strength that she had
to do what she did.
Yeah. She's my top. The others, I couldn't say they really stood out. I enjoyed them all.
Oh, here's the Carnington. Were you thinking of either one of these from the Carnington series?
Mm-mm. Okay. That's the wife, and this is their helper, cook. Yeah.
Okay.
So, what about heroes? Sometimes I think the heroes stand out to me more than anything, because I tend to put myself in the heroine's shoes. In like, as I'm reading, it's like I'm her. So, yeah. Any heroes stand out to you this year?
Jamie had Nick Weston from Sky Above Us. Yale from Even Forever, Hawk and Savage Wells, and Tansy.
Tansy's a woman.
Well, yeah. I'm wondering if she had supposed to have Tansy here and I missed it.
And she came down. Oh, okay.
It came down because was she like Tansy?
Yeah.
I thought Tansy was a girl. But it might be like supposed to be down here.
That's funny.
Yeah, so.
Oh, okay. What about you guys?
I had Cade the Sheriff, and then I had Hawkins, John Hawkins as well, the U.S. Marshal, and then I had Gideon McNamara.
Yeah, it's hard to.
But I like that name, McNamara.
McNamara.
Those are my heroes, but it's again from my series that I liked. So.
Mm-hmm. You have any, Jessica?
I mean.
So every guy in Triumph Over Adversity, please.
Yes,
loved them. And it's probably because they're just rescuing their damsels in distress. So I love it. I love, love, love that. And then I really like, this is terrible because it's been so long since I read them, but I love Jamie in Love at Any Cost. And I really like Drake the Rake and Grace Like Rain.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember his.
Brody
in Surprised by Love. Yeah. Right? Because they called him he's like preacher or whatever. He's probably my all time favorite of the year.
Brody.
Yeah.
Brody.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Love him. Okay. Now, this was our first year where we brought in contemporary suspense romance alongside our historical romance. All in the Christian genre.
Contemporary suspense romance, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, what is your favorite genre between the two?
I like both, but I like the contemporary suspense.
Ooh.
I do. I like them.
I'm going on the other side. I mean, I read them. Not something I typically would read. They weren't terrible. I mean, they were a great author. And I like that the inspiration was thrown in there. I think that made it easier for me to read them because I'm not a suspense reader. I don't like being scared. I don't enjoy that. So it's an easy pick for me. I like the historical Christian romance. I like the happy endings. I like the damsels in distress. Like, I like the history and the cowboys and I don't know, different time period with the mannerisms and stuff. But so that's still my favorite genre. But I'm happy to branch out.
It's good because we have some.
I see it next year. So I'm like, well, hopefully they're just as good as these. So.
Mom, I think I know yours.
My favorite is the historical, but I do like the other as long as it's not too scary.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of them are just too much for me, but I love the history part of the historical and the romance and
the time period.
The time period. I love the time period.
Yeah.
The farther back it is, the better I like it.
Oh, really?
Even back into castle times.
Yeah, Mom loves the 1600s and 1700s.
Oh.
She loves that castle time.
Interesting. I am such a Wild West girl.
I like those too. But
I have a hard time getting into anything earlier than the 1800s and anything outside set of in America.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because I don't know their culture as well, so it's hard for me to relate, or I just feel like America's the best, darn it.
This is true. This
I
is true.
I love the Wild West stories and the way our country was settled and the wild frontier was conquered.
But there's a lot of history in the, like, England and all that time. There's a lot of history there.
Oh, there is.
But I'm like, Melissa, I think the way it was back then,
it's, you know, just
how they
talk too far
and how
back.
They did
yeah.
things, it's kind of like, what? You know,
yeah. I don't know. I guess I've always kind of leaned that way, so I kind of understand the talk a little bit more, and I don't know.
It might also be that we grew up watching Westerns with Dad.
Yeah.
Dr. Quinn Medicine
Woman
with you.
Well, yeah, I grew up watching Westerns, too, with my parents, like Wagon Train and Bonanza.
Yeah, but I also have an obsession with the outlaws that were out.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It's probably not a good obsession, but I'm just intrigued by them. Very intrigued. But not only by them, but by the lawmen that protected the innocent, which is why I have my Bounty Brothers series.
Yes.
Coming out in February. I'm so excited. Actually, the first book's on pre-order now. Cool. It's awesome. So anyways, I will say...
Go ahead.
Go ahead with Jamie's.
Jamie says, I'm loving contemporary, but it's still a tie for me. So she really likes both.
So we're the same. I think it's a tie. I loved them. I love both of them very much. And I actually will end up writing in both of them, too. Because I already have some contemporary novels in my idea books. I probably have like 100 story ideas, and I woke up with 2 more this morning that I've got to get jotted down. So
that's awesome.
I love it. Love it. But I love these books. These authors, I thought everybody we read this year was excellent. All right. Now,
my goal next year is to read all of them.
All right.
And try to be at every.
You can
do
it.
That's on the next podcast. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah. Can you wait till the next episode?
sorry. Oh, sorry.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So, what is your most memorable podcast moment of the year?
Somebody looking at me. I'll tell you what Jamie wrote, and you probably all will agree with this.
Okay.
Where's that? When the mic fell and we all lost it. I think you set that up. I always have mic problems. I'm surprised it hasn't fallen today. Mine always falls.
It's because you're always messing with it.
But I'm trying to adjust an old
mic. It was your mic that fell.
I cut that out, but I do have it saved. We could make our own blooper reel.
Yeah.
Just don't make it all me on the blooper reel.
Yeah. See, my favorite or most memorable moment was when Melissa kept yelling at Jessica to stop talking to her and talking to the mic instead. Because every time she'd ask a question, Jessica turns her head and she's talking to Melissa instead of into the microphone. You kept, and Melissa kept being like, stop doing that. Stop doing that.
How many times did you tell me that on the
last? That was a lot.
A lot of times. talk into your mic.
But I wanted to talk to you.
You're getting much better at it.
You are. I was doing
You were doing this. I'm like,
stop doing that.
You're not talking to the mic. Oh, my word. That's hilarious. Do you have a memorable moment? Is yours still...
It's probably that one.
Yeah.
Because you kept yelling at me the whole time. And that mic... That was the same time the mic fell. That same one. The whole thing fell off the chair, and we were yelling at Derek.
We were yelling for help.
Poor Derek.
Are you going to say yours is when the Jehovah's Witness came to Tiffany left your door open?
I'm so sorry. I seen him coming.
That's my least. Hey, it's a chance to witness and share the truth, right? But I was like, who left my door open?
Guilty.
No, I would say my favorite is the mic falling. I mean, that whole time through that whole series while we were trying to talk, stuff just kept happening.
Yeah.
Of course, then I had to apologize to our listeners because I'm like, we had a lot of technical difficulty.
Your phone quit recording.
Yeah, it was like one thing after another.
Oh, that's probably my favorite time. So it sounds like we all had the same moment here. And last question to wrap up 2024, your most memorable author interview.
Well, I only had one was Lynn Shannon, and I really liked her interview. She was really good. Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes for Jamie. She loved hearing about her methods, enjoyed her recommendations. So
I had Lynn Shannon as well, and hers was because I just thought it was interesting how she didn't know who the bad guy was until the end of the book. And so that just stood out to me. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that she can write the book and
not know who it is. Yeah.
I don't think you ever made it for an interview.
No, I didn't.
Okay. I honestly have a hard time picking. I thought Lynn Blackburn was a hoot to talk to.
I wasn't
an
here
absolute
for that
hoot to talk to. I can't remember if that was just Jamie and I.
I read the series, but I would then I was
next year.
Oh, I bummed I couldn't come to that podcast.
Anyway, could you like stop?
Oh, sorry.
Bringing up next year, we're trying to wrap. Oh,
Jessica, I know you're focused on the future, but we need to wrap up the past here.
I was looking ahead. Oh, you're cracking me. She's made another big blooper.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, hurry up.
You're out of control.
All right, we are back. Let me finish up real quick about my authors. You know, rudely interrupted by older sister over here. All right. I enjoyed everyone that we interviewed. These are just ones that, as I think back, they stand out to me. So Lynn Blackburn just being a hoot to talk to. Absolutely love talking to her. And then Sarah Sundin, I think I did that one on my own. She is just a wealth of knowledge, and she is so good and so organized with her writing, and she's so good about taking care of her readers. She just does a really great job. Obviously, I love talking to Julie. Mm-hmm. All the time. And I've had her on actually a couple of times already this year as well, because she had her devotional that came out, which I highly recommend, ladies. It's excellent. And then Lynn Shannon, she is a joy to talk to. I just love that she lives in Greece. She born and raised in Texas, married her husband's Greek, and then they ended up moving to Greece, and that's where she lives, and so she's on the other side of the world, and it's just neat to make those connections. I would agree with you guys that her writing style was very interesting to hear as well. And then who else did we have? Oh, we had Beth White on. And I enjoyed hearing her take, because remember, her series was centered around the right after the Civil War, when they were trying to rebuild the South, is what her series focused on. Mm-hmm. And it was absolutely intriguing to me to hear, because she's born and raised in the South, that they still have issues that they tried to work through lingering from the Civil War. She's like, it's like this guilt, this shame that still plays.
Where's this at?
Some of them. This is Beth White. This was down south.
Oh.
But okay. She was born and raised, and I said, you know, this is really interesting because we're all what you guys call Yankees.
Yeah.
We've born and raised in the North, and so we've never had to go through that reconciliation or any of that part. But the fact that it still lingers, that she brought that to light was very intriguing to me. So that's it. I think that's it for 2024.
Yes.
An amazing year of reading, ladies, and eating Christmas snacks. All right. I'm excited to looking forward to 2025, and we will have a preview episode coming up for our listeners as well. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.